Good afternoon and welcome to the Boldness on 3CR 8:55 AM. The Boldness is about standing up for your disability rights instead of waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. My name is Rafael Tower. Today I'm joined by Rowan Bow, a member of Skitsy Inc., who is performing at both Mojo Festival and
Comedy Treatment Order.
Welcome to the Boldness on the 15th of May. How are you today, Rowan?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
What is Skitsy Inc.?
Skitsy Inc. is an organisation that is primarily for people who have complex mental health needs, and it offers those people an opportunity to participate in activities within the arts, be that writing, acting, comedy, those sorts of things. And it gives people an opportunity to express parts of themselves that may not have had any sort of exposure in their past, and helps open up parts of people that they may not even knew of before. And it's a very supportive environment as well.
On May the 24th, there is World Skitsy Mania Day. What are the types of events that Skitsy Inc. puts on?
The Skitsy Inc., in the months leading up to World Schizophrenia Day, there are performing arts activities. This year there's cabaret, and there's also been an ongoing comedy component, and also there have been dancing and music pieces as well. It's a whole range of the performing arts that people have developed, and they're going to present to the public on the day after World Schizophrenia Day.
There is Mojo Festival, which is the cabaret-style performance, mm-hmm. which is a variety of performers ranging from dancers to musicians to spoken word and comedy, and that's on the 18th of May. What about
Comedy Treatment Order,
which is on the 25th of May?
It turns out when the call was put out to notify people that there was going to be this comedy showcase, there were so many people wanted to do it, there were so many people who were keen to do it, that we had to make a separate event aside from the gala the week before. The Comedy Treatment Order is specifically for comedy routines. It has like a slightly different sort of focus than the previous presentation.
I believe that there's mentors for the different types of events. Is Nellie Thomas the mentor for comedians?
Yeah, she is. And apparently she's been doing it for quite a while now. She's been generously like giving her time and her wisdom and stuff to people who haven't worked with comedy before. And she's been a very generous person to work with, so it's been great.
As a comedian, how do you feel when you're actually up there on stage?
It's a feeling like nothing else. You're almost like you're in another world in a way, especially if you, it goes to connecting and things are flying. That connection with like a lot of different people at once is just something that you never find in any other way. I think it's a very unique kind of experience that not everyone has the privilege to sort of experience. It's just a buzz, really.
Well, Rowan, how did you come involved with comedy?
I used to sort of just practice routines, like just purely for myself, just sort of making things up and just doing different voices and that kind of just for my own amusement. And then when I had my last episode, there was a sign at the clinic in St. Peter Road saying, it's the Skitsy Inc. flyer. It said if you have an interest in the arts and you'd like to sort of follow that interest, get in touch. So I did that. And then via one of the workshops, I just made up a few jokes off the top of my head, and they came across really well. And Heidi suggested that I just join up with the Mojo Festival that was coming up last year and develop my comedy that way. So it was really getting encouragement from other people to sort of do it, because I've never actually done comedy in front of other people before, so it helped me with that really big step. So yeah, it was good.
With Mojo Festival in 2023, Melbourne City Council announced Skitsy Inc. was the winner of the Access Inclusion Awards, which is an absolutely fantastic achievement. Many congratulations goes to Skitsy Inc. for that.
Yep.
How have you experienced accessibility and the inclusion of comedy treatment order from the lived experience sector, and also with of how the workshops have been run too?
Yeah, the workshops have been very, very supportive, but in their own way, they've been quite challenging. Like, Nelly will say, "Oh, I think you could do that," or, you know, "I think that you're capable of doing it." And just, but at the same time, just if you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't sort of do anything you don't want to do. But I think people who come along to the workshops already, they're thinking, "I could do something." It sounds kind of outside my comfort zone. I really like to express myself, you know. Otherwise, these things are just sort of rattling around inside, just being, you know, angling for a way out. So I think it's the support and the opportunity to sort of meet like-minded people that's the best thing.
What do you think are the benefits of putting on comedy treatment order?
I think, again, probably the most important kind of way is that it shows that even though the subject is really serious and it really can be a very damaging thing to a lot of people, that we've sort of got the courage and the ability to sort of reframe it in our terms and refer to the things that we want to refer to about that, and let people know what it's really like for people within the system, and also, like, you know, I transcend all that and say, this is what I've been through, but look at what I can do now. I think that's the thing. And having so many people willing to do funny spots is just great. You know, a lot of people, obviously, they're comfortable enough with their situation to sort of make fun of the system. And it deserves to be made fun of, you know, because a lot of ways it just doesn't work for most people. So, yeah, I think it's an acknowledgement that, you know, things could be better, and it's a way to step forward in that direction. So that's what I see the comedy treatment order as.
Thank you very much for that, Rowan. And it's really important for people to be aware of that with Mojo Festival and Community Treatment Order, is that it's extremely rare for people to be able to talk from their own experiences in a supportive environment to de-stigmatize mental health and bring everybody to the same table as a human being. Thank you very much for your time, Rowan.
No worries, thank you. See you there.
Thanks very much for that, Rowan. Now, we're going to play some community service announcements, and then the Boldness will be joined by another person from Skitsy Inc., Juliet Cerrone.
Welcome back to the Boldness on 3CR 855 AM on Wednesday the 15th of May. We'll just listen to Get Away by the Bipolar Bears. I have now been joined by Juliet Cerrone, comedian extraordinaire, who is performing at Mojo Festival and
Comedy Treatment Order.
How are you doing today, Juliet?
Ralph, I'm doing fantastically, and I'm just so happy to be here. It's very exciting times.
Well, Juliet, how did you find out about Skitsy Inc.?
The way I found out about Skitsy Inc. is actually a really sweet story. So I found this book called My Friend Fox by a lady called Heidi Everett, and I read it, and I thought it was fabulous. It's all about Heidi's experiences in the psych ward and her struggles to overcome various mental health afflictions, and I just thought it was brilliant. I actually wrote a fan letter to Heidi saying, "I absolutely loved your book," and Heidi very generously wrote back to me, and he said, by the way, I run an organisation called Skitsy Inc. We have various workshops, and you can even do an internship at Abbotsford Convent. Would you be interested in doing any of those things? And I said, sign me up. And what I found with Skitsy Inc. is it's just been a really life-changing organisation. I've been able to tick creative endeavour after creative endeavour off my bucket list. Comedy, theatre, animation, drawing, painting. It's just been a dream come true. All through just writing a fan letter to someone who's written works I admired. So if you can at all get involved in Skitsy Inc., I'd highly recommend that you do so, because it's just been a wonderful and empowering experience.
Has Skitsy Inc. support you as a person through this process of getting up on stage?
It's been a really wonderful experience, getting from the point of, you know, not knowing you can get up on stage to actually getting up on stage. I never thought I'd be able to do comedy. I tried comedy several years ago, and I just felt very flustered up on stage. I didn't feel natural or at ease at all. I think what Skitsy does differently is it makes it very clear that this is a safe space for people with lived mental health experience. So you're amongst peers, you're amongst friends in a non-judgmental environment. Everyone has their own skills and their own triggers, and we're all very respectful of that. For example, if people find loud noise distressing, we'll keep things quiet. If people find bright lights difficult, we'll work to make sure everyone's accommodated. If people find it difficult to have people looking at them, we're very accommodating about that. But I think the thing that Skitsy does best of all is they say, you can do this. No matter what your skill level, whether you're a newbie or semi-experienced, there's this absolute belief that whatever we take on, whether it's comedy, theatre, cabaret, whatever it is, that we will succeed in what we do. Now, success might mean getting up on stage, or it might mean just writing a comedy set and holding that close to your heart. But with that encouragement, most people have been able to get up on stage, and that's just been a really special thing.
Little Birdie told me that you won an award for performing last year.
I did.
Well, tell us about it.
I'd love to tell you about it. So I don't know if you've heard of something called the moth. I don't mean those little moths that fly around the room. There's actually a public speaking competition called the moth, where you tell a five-minute story about something that has happened to you, and it's on a certain theme, such as love hurts or drive. And my theme was on the topic of green. And it's long been my wish to perform at the moth. I've got some of the moth books where I've read people's stories, and I listened to TED Talks recently, and I listened to the moth podcast. And so for me to get up on stage and tell my story and actually win the story slam on the night, it's just the most surreal, weird feeling. And I've got to say, through being mentored by Nellie Thomas over the last year or so, and by performing at the moth almost every month over the last 6 months, I've been finding my public speaking and comedy skills to have just increased exponentially. So with anyone who admires, you know, comedians and the moth or TED Talks or anything like that, and you think, I can't really do it, I'm proof that you can do it and you can actually succeed in doing it. And I guess on the day that I went up on stage, it was just a wonderful day. I felt like I was in a cocoon of happiness. Every joke I said landed. The audience was laughing so much that it was sometimes even hard to talk over them. It was like a tidal wave of joy and laughter. And so I'm hoping to bring some of that joy to my comedy sets coming.
Why is comedy important in terms of mental health?
Well, speaking personally, I've always had a dream of being a comedian. It's just one of those things that I saw on TV and on the stage, and I always thought, I'd love to do that, but I don't know if I could do that. And then when I started developing mental health issues such as depression and anxiety, I started getting into my own head, and I thought, I really can't do that. But working with Skitsy Inc. and being able to reclaim things and say, I've been training with the comedian Nellie Thomas through Skitsy Inc., and so to have that professional training and say, I not only can do comedy, but I can also do comedy about my mental health struggles. That's incredibly empowering. It takes what could be a negative and changes it very firmly into a positive. And my hope is if I can do it, other people can do it. You'll be seeing people over the next couple of weeks during the Mojo Festival doing it. And hopefully that will inspire further people to say, despite the fact that I have mental illness struggles, I can do whatever creative endeavor that I put my mind to. You just sometimes need a little.
Excellent. Now, what is the one, the bestest reason that's actually one of my little words from being a paid up member of the Crick Army, bestest?
I love it.
For people to come to Mojo Festival and to comedy treatment order.
There are honestly so many wonderful reasons to come to both of those events that it's hard to select the bestest. But I think I'd have to say, whenever you go to a show that's really wonderful, it lights up a little fire in your heart and it makes you think, I can do this. So if you come to this, you might get inspired to do something either in the arts or do something fabulous with your life. So I think you should come to that and see what wonderful things flow. That's really fun.
Yeah. Now, what can you tell listeners about Mojo Festival and Comedy Intervention Order?
What our listeners at that Mojo Festival and Comedy Treatment Order is, come to it. It is going to be a party. If you want to go to an event where you're going to laugh and have a wonderful time and see and hear things that just make your heart sing, this is where you need to go. So we have two events, and mark this in your calendar because they're going to be wonderful. The first one is the Performing Arts Gala at the Fringe Common Rooms at Trades Hall in Carlton. And that's on Saturday, 18th of May at 2 p.m. So I believe that's going to be similar to how Mojo was last year, with a lot of different types of performance such as theatre and cabaret and dance. And I'll be doing a comedy set there as well. Then we have the Comedy Treatment Order show, which is at the Motley Bow House, which is this great little comedy venue in Carlton. It's been a dream come true for me to actually perform at the Motley, so this is life dream realised. Very cool. So it's at the Motley Bow House in Carlton on Saturday, 25th of May at 3 p.m. And you're just going to see some wonderful comedians perform. Some of us have been doing it for a year or so, mentored by Nellie Thomas. Others have only just started several months ago. So it's going to be a mixed bag of people with experience and their approach to doing comedy. But from what I've heard from everyone, it is just funny, funny stuff. So if you can come at all to either of those two events or both of those events, I definitely recommend it.
And the details for Mojo Festival are?
So we've got the Performing Arts Gala at the Fringe Common Rooms at Trades Hall in Carlton, Saturday, 18th of May, 2 p.m. And that's the one that will have the comedy and the cabaret and the dance, pretty much a mixed bag of creative fun stuff. And then we've got the Comedy Treatment Order, which focuses on comedy. That's at the Motley Bow House in Carlton, Saturday, 25th of May at 3 p.m. Come to both. It'll be fun.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Juliet.
My absolute pleasure, Ralph. This has been a dream come true, actually coming on your radio show, so this is brilliant.
Thank you very much, Juliet. The Boldness would like to thank both our guests performing at Mojo Festival and Comedy Treatment Order, who were from Skitsy Inc. Now, coming up, we've got the radio song for 3CR, 8:55 a.m. Make sure that you put out a donation to help support the Boldness. That would be fantastic. Just remember, the Boldness is standing up for your disability rights instead of waiting for some well-meaning person to give them to you. We're going to finish up with a song by the one and only Hardy Everett, who is the CEO of Skitsy Inc. It's called AWOL. Stay tuned to 3CR 8:55 a.m. 55 a.m. and we'll be back on the 29th of May.